Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 23, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about John Lennon's son says Bitcoin empowers people like never before. CipherTrace says Homeland Security work gave rise to Monero tracking patent filings. Bitcoin faces volatility rise as futures market shows signs of overheating. First mover, near record highs, Bitcoin may have a volatile week. Now let's get started. John Lennon's son says Bitcoin empowers people like never before. The younger son of Beatles legend John Lennon has praised Bitcoin for its ability to help individuals transcend politics and world events. Sean Ono Lennon, speaking on the Orange Pill podcast on Sunday, said Bitcoin BTC plus 0.40% empowers people in a way they've never been empowered before. He noted that the world's first cryptocurrency is one of the only things that gives him more optimism about the future and humanity in general amid the tribulations of 2020. Sean Lennon is the son of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and is himself a musician, having been a member of bands such as Sebo Matto, The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger and the Claypool Lennon Delirium. If they, people, had gold they would have to carry it in a sack and someone could steal that from them, Lennon said. Bitcoin transcends the physical world, he continued. It means that you have total agency, you have total self-sovereignty and as long as you can remember your key phrase then you are good to go. Interest in Bitcoin this year has continued to soar as individuals seek alternative methods of investing untethered from political strife and fueled by uncertainty around the global pandemic. In an ocean of destruction that was this year, I find Bitcoin to give me a kind of optimism, to be honest, said Lennon. CipherTrace says Homeland Security work gave rise to Monero tracking patent filings. Blockchain analytics firm CipherTrace has filed two patent applications for tech it claims will assist authorities in tracking transactions made with the Monero, XMR, cryptocurrency. According to an announcement on Friday, the firm most recently filed a document titled Techniques and Probabilistic Methods for Tracing Monero as a follow-up to the earlier systems and methods for investigating Monero patent application, both arising from the firm's work with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security that began in 2019. The filings provide technical concepts for forensic tools allowing exploration of XMR transaction flows in financial investigations. While Monero, the 16th largest cryptocurrency on CoinMarketCap, sets out to offer users more anonymous and private transactions, it is supported by 45% of darknet markets and is favored by criminals for the same properties, the company said. According to the firm, the patents will lay the groundwork for future implementation of entity transaction clustering. Additionally, they provide wallet identification and exchange attribution that would give law enforcement even more tools for investigating criminal activity using XMR. Built-in obfuscation techniques are what draw in privacy advocates and criminals alike, according to the announcement. CipherTrace said its filings also provide concepts for visual tools and ways to trace stolen XMR. Methodologies for gaining intelligence about transactions made via third-party nodes and probabilistic approaches to risk-based Monero money laundering controls. With some regulators eyeing privacy coins like Monero, Dash and Zcash as a money laundering risk, some exchanges have opted to delist them, including Colorado-based cryptocurrency exchange Shapeshift earlier in the month. Bitcoin faces volatility rise as futures market shows signs of overheating. A metric from Bitcoin's perpetual futures market suggests some traders may have become overleveraged during the recent rally to above $18,000. The average level of the funding rate across major exchanges has risen sharply from 0.023% to a five-month high of 0.087% in the past 48 hours, according to data source Glassnode. Rising funding rates have in the past been associated with a larger portion of the market utilizing leverage via perpetuals, Matthew Dibb, CEO of Stack Funds, told CoinDesk. If we see continued overleveraging in the derivatives market, Bitcoin BTC, plus 0.47%, will be increasingly volatile in the short term. Calculated every 8 hours, the funding rate in effect reflects the cost of holding long positions. The metric is used by exchanges offering perpetuals futures contracts with no expiry as a mechanism to balance the market and guide perpetual prices toward the spot price. The funding rate is positive or longs pay shorts when perpetuals trade at a premium to the spot price. As such, a very high funding rate is widely considered a sign of leverage being excessively skewed to the bullish side or overbought conditions, as noted on Twitter by market analyst Joseph Young. In such situations, a pullback or consolidation can trigger an unwinding of longs, leading to a deeper drop and a pickup in price volatility. The high funding rate can cause somewhat of a shakeout due to increasing margin liquidations, Dibb said. Holding longs at elevated costs is attractive only if a bull run continues without pauses. Historical data validates Dibb's analysis of the market. Bitcoin's rally from July lows near $9,000 ran out of steam near $12,400 on August 17 as the average funding rate surged from 0.008% to 0.078%. The cryptocurrency fell back to $10,000 in early September. Similarly, the recovery rally from March lows below $4,000 ran out of steam near $10,000 in early June with a sudden rise of the funding rate to 0.123%. While the funding rate has risen in the past 48 hours, it's still short of the peak seen in June. Further, the uptick may have been partly fueled by liquidity providers hedging sell positions in the spot market by buying long positions in the futures perpetuals, according to Patrick Huser, a senior cryptocurrency trader at Zurich-based crypto broker AG. In other words, the latest rise in funding rates may not be entirely retail-driven. Nevertheless, the metric's rise calls for caution on the part of the bulls, as it represents overleveraged or overbought conditions. It's a first indication that leveraged traders are starting to shoot over the target, Huser told CoinDesk. Bitcoin's implied volatility is already rising with the one-month gauge currently hovering at 77%, the highest level since July 8, according to data source Skew. That means the options market is pricing in a rise in volatility over the next 4 weeks and looks to be preparing for a temporary disruption to the steep rally. The top cryptocurrency by market value is currently trading close to $18,650. Having tested dip demand with a drop to levels below $18,000 over the weekend. First mover, near record highs, Bitcoin may have a volatile week. Bitcoin is trading above $18,500, having charted a minor pullback to $17,800 over the weekend. The cryptocurrency's one-month implied volatility metric has jumped to four-month highs, suggesting increased expectations for price turbulence over the next 4 weeks. It's likely the week ahead is filled with volatility with the possibility of a trading range between $19,000 and $17,000 the likely outcome. However, if the bulls take charge, then we could be discussing new all-time highs for BTC, noted crypto exchange EQUOS in its daily Bitcoin analysis email. In traditional markets, safe havens such as the US dollar and gold are trading heavily alongside stock market gains. Risk appetite has been boosted by more positive news on the coronavirus vaccine front, this time from AstraZeneca and Moncef Slaoui, head of the U.S. government's Operation Warp Speed. Vaccinations against COVID-19 will hopefully start in less than 3 weeks, Slaoui said on Sunday. That said, when it comes to Bitcoin this year, some of the biggest names in global finance were wrong and losers, as lame duck, U.S. President Donald Trump might put it. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett, Bridgewater Associates CEO Ray Dalio, Goldman Sachs. All of these Wall Street titans steered investors away from the largest cryptocurrency this year as its price soared more than 150%. They were on the wrong side of the market, while just as big traditional finance names including Fidelity Investments, Paul Tudor Jones II, Stanley Druckenmiller, Bloomberg Intelligence and now the $7 trillion money manager BlackRock touted Bitcoin's potential as the future of money, a hedge against inflation, a peer-to-payment system, an alternative to the US dollar or merely a speculative investment. Even if Bitcoin's price once again plunged 39%, as it did in March when the deep economic toll of the coronavirus became clear to global investors before the Federal Reserve bailed out financial markets, the price would still be roughly $11,370, up some 59% from the December 31, 2019, price of $7,168. For comparison, the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 11% this year and gold has gained 24%. Few of the biggest banks and brokerage firms even had Bitcoin on their radar at the start of this calamitous year. Some investors came around to the concept sooner than others. In just 11 years, Bitcoin has gone from nothing to an awe-inspiring creator of wealth. At this point, whether prices go to the moon or stagnate or correct, the cryptocurrency is becoming impossible to ignore in an increasingly dysfunctional global financial and monetary system. There seems to be no stopping the Bitcoin freight train. The cryptocurrency jumped over 15% in the 7 days leading up to November 22 to register its biggest weekly gain since October 2019. That was also the seventh straight weekly rise. What's more, prices ended last week, Sunday, UTC, above $18,400, the second highest weekly close on record. Bitcoin is now just 6.5% short of challenging the record high of $19,783 reached in December 2017. A move to record highs could easily happen in a matter of a few hours, given the recent strong momentum. That said, a metric from Bitcoin's perpetual futures market now suggests the market is getting excessively skewed to the bullish side and could experience a rise in volatility. The average level of the funding rate across major exchanges has risen sharply from 0.023% to a five-month high of 0.087% in the past 48 hours, according to data source Glassnode. Rising funding rates have in the past been associated with a larger portion of the market utilizing leverage via perpetuals, Matthew Dibb, CEO of Stack Funds, told CoinDesk. The high funding rate can cause somewhat of a shakeout due to increasing margin liquidations. So far, pullbacks have been shallow and restricted near the ascending 10-day simple moving average, SMA, currently at $17,640. As such, the SMA line is a key support to watch out for in the short term. Bitcoin has immediate resistance at $19,000, followed by the record high of $19,783. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.